Hare Krishna. Welcome to the second reading of the Damodarashtakam. Today is text number 2. Let us all chant the verse together. Rudantamu netra yukman mrijantam karamboja yukmena satanka netram muhushvasa kampa tire kanka kanta Stita grevam damodaram bhakti paddam. The translation. Again and again he cries, rubbing his fear-filled eyes with lotus bud hands. Again and again his little chest heaves with sobs, making the locket tremble around his neck, auspiciously marked with 3 lines. To him whose belly is bound by his mother's loving devotion, manifested in the form of a robe, to that supreme Lord Damodar, I offer my respectful obeisances. What a beautiful meditation. What a beautiful image. The Lord, who had been described in verse 1 as the Ishvaram, the supreme controller of all potencies, the Lord, who is the only Lord of this entire world, and the Lord who is finally our dear master, is now acting out his loving and supremely surprising pastime. The second verse describes what happened when Lord Krishna saw the raised stick in Mother Yashoda's hand. It was a stick which Nanda Maharaj used. It is described that he was crying, rubbing his fear-filled eyes with lotus bud hands. There are 2 meanings of rubbing his fear-filled eyes. One is that he rubbed his eyes so that there would be tears coming. He wanted to show, Mother, I'm so afraid. And by showing this fear, he wanted her to take down that stick. So the first meaning is he just rubbed his eyes so that they cried. I have heard that some actors who need to cry in a movie, they will take some little chemical in the eyes, and then water comes. In India, you rub chili in your eyes so that water comes. So this first meaning hints that Krishna intentionally rubbed his eyes to make tears come. But the second meaning, which is much more accepted by the Vaishnavas, is that there was a stream of fear coming out of Krishna's eyes already, and he just needed to rub to get the tears away. The second meaning is more accepted and more appreciated by the devotees, because the first meaning implies almost that Krishna was simply play acting, but the second meaning is much more truthful to the nature of his lila, and that is that out of love he forgets his own godhood and only enters fully into the loving exchange. Imagine your friend is just play acting as your friend, but he thinks you're really not on the level where he needs to take seriously what you say and what you feel. He is on another, totally distant and detached. Then with such a friend, it's very difficult to have that that real bond. Only when the friend is ready to take seriously what is going on, if he is not detached, but if he is completely there, 100%, the friendship can develop. And so, in the same way, Krishna did not play act, but he actually felt fear. It is a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful description how his little chest is heaving, that means moving up and down, because he sobs so uncontrollably. His mother is there and wants to maybe hit him. And you know, when you cry, your whole body moves and your shoulders move. So Krishna's moved so much that the little locket, which was hanging around his neck, which had these beautiful three lines, was just trembling because everything about him was shaking from that. Mother is going to hit me. So the author says, to him whose belly is bound by his mother's loving devotion manifested in the form of a robe, to that Supreme Lord Damodar I offer my respectful obeisances. Now it's interesting to note that this word Bhakti Bhadam in the Sanskrit, which indicates bound by bhakti or by loving devotion, refers actually not only to Yashoda, but to another devotee who represents all the other devotees. The first indication or the first person to whom this expression, Bhakti Bhadam, bound by love, points is Mother Yashoda. Shukadev Goswami describes this elaborately in the 9th chapter of the 10th canto, where he describes how Mother Yashoda tried to bind him by putting all the ropes she could get hold of together, but how she was unsuccessful in the end because his tiny little waist could simply not be bored. Mother Yashoda thought, I have a rope of 100 hastas, that's 150 feet. Let us calculate 150 times 30 centimeters. That's a long distance. I think it's about 50 meters, but I'm not so good in mathematics. So she said, this long rope does not fit around my son's waist, which measures only one fist. It's as thin as one fist. I can see that his small waist is not getting any bigger, and the rope is certainly not getting any shorter. Why does this long rope not reach around his tiny hip? This is the first amazing thing. But the second amazing thing is, whenever I add a new rope, the distance is always two fingers. The rope remains always two fingers too short. This is simply amazing. Why not less than two fingers? Because I've added one more rope. No, the shortage remains two fingers. So Mother Yashoda was wondering about it. We will talk about these two fingers at some other times. So finally Shukadev Goswami saw Krishna, saw Mother Yashoda's hard labor. He saw that her whole body had become covered with perspiration. That means everywhere sweat. And the flowers and comb were falling from her hair. When child Krishna saw his mother thus fatigued, he became merciful to her and agreed to be bound. This is in the tenth canto, 9th chapter, text 18. So it was because Krishna agreed to be bound that he could be bound. And why did he agree? Well, because he's bound by bhakti. He saw his mother was out of love and affection trying to correct him, to educate him, to become proper and not be a thief in his life. Now, okay, this is the one meaning of bhakti bhadam. The second meaning at once points to Narada Muni, who represents the loving devotees in this world. Narada Muni, as we remember from the Leela Katha, had cursed the two devatas, Nala Kuvera and Manigriva, to become trees. And when they showed so much repentance, then he mildered his curse by saying, okay, become trees in Braj. And then you will have darshan of Krishna, who will play every day in the court of Mother of Nanda Maharaj. You will stand right there and you will have the darshan of the Lord. And then the Lord will liberate you from your bondage, where you are forced by my curse to no longer be devatas, but simply naked trees who did an offense in their past life. So good. And this Krishna, when he was bound, looked and he saw by the gate these two cursed souls. Shukadev Goswami said what he thought at that moment. He thought of his devotee Devashi Narada, with whom he was very, very pleased. You will hear how he thinks about Narada by listening to this verse. Devashi me priyatamo yadi mo danadat majo tatata sadayishyami yat gitam tan mahatmana. Although these two young men are the sons of the very rich Kuvera, and I, Krishna, have nothing to do with them, Devashi Narada is my very dear and affectionate devotee. And therefore, because he wanted me to come face to face with them. I must do so for their deliverance. So Krishna felt bound to Narada Muni, who had given this guarantee to the two devatas. Don't worry, you will definitely become very fixed in. Now you will definitely meet Krishna, and he will give you his mercy, and then you will become fixed in devotional service to him, like this. So Krishna said, he has said so. Then, being bound by his bhakti, I must comply and show my mercy. My godbrother, His Holiness Shivaram Maharaj, has written a wonderful Vyasa Puja offering to Srila Prabhupada on this subject matter, where he says that just like Krishna became bound by Narada Muni to show his mercy, in the same way he becomes bound by Srila Prabhupada, who also gave some promise to all of us. And Krishna will take that promise very serious. Narottam Das Thakur speaks about how Krishna takes the promise of his devotee very serious. He says, one who takes ashraya or shelter of a devotee, Krishna does not give him up. Krishna accepts him. Yasya prasadat bhagavat prasada. It means when the pure devotee gives the mercy, Krishna gives his mercy. Because if that person, Prabhupada continued, who is giving shelter, if he is pleased, Krishna is immediately. If that person recommends a fool, oh Krishna, here is a devotee, Krishna will accept immediately. It doesn't matter whether he's a fool or rascal, because he's recommended by the representative, he will be accepted. Now, just like Narada Muni set the terms for Nalakuvera Manigriva's deliverance by saying, okay, you stand there, and Krishna will see you, and then you will be delivered and obtain bhakti. In the same way, Srila Prabhupada has given the terms. I would like to read to you a letter which he wrote to his disciple Ghanesyam Prabhu, who later became His Holiness Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj. He said, he wrote to him, you must agree to very rigidly follow the rules and regulations. In other words, chanting 16 rounds of beads daily, rising early and attending Mangal Arati, observing the four principles, attending the classes, eating only Bhagavat Prasadam, as well as working under the instructions of my representatives, such as your GBC representative and temple president. And if you follow this procedure very strictly, then your life will be glorious and you will go back to home, back to Godhead. And he ends this letter by saying, this I can guarantee. So, the blessings of Srila Prabhupada bring really the same results as the blessings of Narada Muni to these two people who were really sincere sinners, I could say, or intentional sinners, who then were delivered because of Narada Muni. So I feel today very, very moved by this word Bhakti Bhadam, because Krishna is bound by ropes of love to his pure devotee like Narada Muni and Srila Prabhupada. Are these amazing things possible? With this, I would like to end this katha for today. Thank you very much for listening, and please be back tomorrow for verse 3. If you have not remembered now, you please take the text with you so that we can chant verse 3 together. Also, I'm receiving so much informations of gratitude for the Kartik inspirations, which I put every morning on my websites or internet places. And I want to say, I'm just sharing my own inspiration. I'm a small servant of the Vaishnavas. So wishing you all the best, a wonderful continuation of your Kartik months, and Hare Krishna.